The Internal Revenue Service is working to roll out a new agency-wide email system by the end of this year, one that will automatically archive messages for record-keeping purposes. In the meantime, the agency's working with a hodgepodge of archival systems, including storerooms full of hard drives, magnetic tapes, printed paper, and manual workarounds. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration says under those legacy processes, the IRS is running afoul of federal records laws in several ways. Greg Kutz is Assistant Inspector General for Audit at TIGTA. He talked with me about what the office found when it took a deep dive into the IRS's records.
There's the Federal Records Act, where the head of the agency is responsible for making sure agency functions, policies, decisions, etc., are recorded and kept for appropriate amounts of time. With respect to that, there's also the Code of Federal Regulations, which provides specifications on security, organization, etc. And then there's also the National Archives and Records Administration that has policies that are required of agencies. So we found challenges for the IRS in each of those areas.
One of the themes throughout the report is that these emails, and we're primarily talking about emails here, I think, are scattered all over the place in several different types of archival systems, when they're archived at all, which makes it hard to know that when they're responding to a FOIA request or a congressional request, that they're actually even looking in the right places for the responsive records. Is that fair?
Well, as you mentioned, one of the challenges has been in archiving emails because the current system at IRS does not automatically archive emails. And so, for example, emails have been saved through hard drives. And hard drives then have been stored in various locations across the country for IRS. And in fact, over 50 locations across the country, tens of thousands of hard drives, laptop computers, etc. And one of the issues has been the inventory of those. And in some cases, actually, hard drives or backup tapes have been erased or destroyed inadvertently or through policy problems.
And also, the IRS's own policies have changed pretty dramatically several times in just the last few years, right?
Yes. In fact, in May of 2013, prior to that, they had a policy, which I think is fairly standard, to wipe and reuse equipment or remove hard drives. And then backup tapes were overwritten every 6 months. In May of 2013, they changed the policy to all media was preserved indefinitely, including the backup tapes. Then in the interim, in July of 2013, they've had a Windows 7 migration, and certain computers were being wiped and reimaged, whereas others for the tax-exempt and government entities, for example, were being retained. And then the current policy is now, again, to refrain from wiping data for any hard drive. So that the changes over the course of a three-year period have caused some confusion and problems responding to Congress, the public, and in some cases to the courts.
And so most of what you just said, I think, applies agency-wide, but then there's almost the separate issue of, I guess, more stringent retention policies for senior executives within IRS, which rely on a lot of manual intervention by the users themselves. What did you find in that area?
Yeah, it's called their Capstone program, and that is for the most senior executives and the commissioner and senior executives reporting to the commissioner. And for those individuals, the most senior, the IRS had a process in place for permanent retention of those records. And in some instances, we found that the executives were not properly following the policy. So we took a look at 4 of 20, and 4 of 20 that we looked at, they weren't properly archiving their emails. And in addition to that, there were new executives coming on board that weren't instructed that they were supposed to be saving and archiving these emails, and so they weren't following policy either. So IRS has been taking action to try to tighten that up for the most senior executives within the organization.
And so you made 5 recommendations in all, which the IRS says it agrees with, and the commissioner actually just this morning told reporters that they're completely on board with the need to implement the recommendations, but it's primarily a funding issue. He said that, you know, essentially with declining resources, the priority for IT dollars for them has to be on enforcement and protection of taxpayer data. Does that basically comport with their official response to your report?
Well, certainly in the information technology area, they have to prioritize the filing season, mandates, and other things. So systems modernization sometimes can't be on the front burner. But the one item we've talked about here, the new email solution that they have, they are trying to roll that out and get that fully implemented this calendar year. And in fact, it's supposed to be implemented by the end of this fiscal year. So that would then meet the federal standards and would automatically or archive emails automatically for all employees. So that would be a solution if they can implement that. So they are funding that, and they are in the process of implementing that.
One area where there was some partial disagreement from IRS was that they said that their latest review from NARA rated them at low risk for not managing email effectively. Is that a discrepancy between what you found? Is NARA measuring different things than you're looking at?
Yeah, I think we probably agree to disagree on that. I think that they kind of were making a technical point that, well, we could theoretically comply with NARA with our print and file process, meaning if all 80,000 employees that weren't properly archiving, or whatever portion of those that didn't, properly printed and stored everything that they were supposed to, they would have been in compliance. But NARA's own inspection in June of 2015 had 8 findings and 9 recommendations. So NARA had serious issues with the IRS, and I think so we would say that they may technically have theoretically been able to comply, but the reality was their system that had a lot of reliance on human beings to follow processes and print paper did not work at the end of the day.
Gotcha. All right, just to wrap us up, Greg, beyond actually implementing a new enterprise email system, assuming that they cross that line this year as they hope, what are the other main things that IRS needs to do to get after the recommendations in your report?
Well, they also, I mentioned the technology to assist in the Freedom of Information Act searches and properly training staff. They've actually instituted additional training. If you look at the challenges here, you've got the systems, you've got effective processes and controls, and you've got properly trained people. So they're actually taking action on all three of those fronts. And so if you look forward, they're trying to put a new system in place that takes human intervention out of the equation here. But then what they'll have to do is deal with the looking backward, where they've got tens of thousands of hard drives and laptop computers stored across the country with federal records potentially on those. And how are they going to deal with that down the road? So I think that's one of the real challenges. If they and when they get this fixed going forward, what are they going to do looking backward to, you know, whether they keep those old tapes and hard drives or whether they destroy them or overwrite them, something's going to have to be done because it's become a storage problem at places like Memphis, New Carrollton, and Martinsburg.
And is there an answer to those questions at this point? I mean, is there a plan to tackle those that retrospective look?
No. Right now, they are continuing to save everything, so the problem is actually growing with respect to the legacy issue. And I really believe at the end of the day, they'll have to work with Congress to come up with a solution once they have the going forward fixed to get some agreement as to how they can properly start disposing without having Congress have concerns about federal records being destroyed. So that could be a IRS congressional collaboration needs to happen down the road.
Well, and part of this seems to me gets back to one of the things you mentioned at the beginning, which is that the requirement is to keep records for as long as needed. So is that defined by the agency or by Congress? I mean, do they need to define that period of time as they're going back and looking through all these older records?
Yes, they do. And actually going forward again, I believe for the capstone program, there are certain people that records will be kept indefinitely. They've also now discussed yesterday that they are going to have a 20-year process of storage for emails and perhaps other items for other employees. So this is, you're right, this needs to be defined, and once they have the definition set up, because that is a change from what it was several months ago, certainly. So whatever they define it to be, to put the systems and processes and controls in place to carry it forward. And then again, with respect to all of the hardware and hard drives and computers stored across the country, they just can't continue to store those indefinitely. It's just taking up too much space and cost too much money.